right now as Jones going to drive into the lane. Blaine Tate not wanting to pick up a second foul. Lets it go as Nate Jones has his 7th and 8th points of the night. As this is tapped around, Podwoski comes up with it. They'll kick it back out to Blaine Tate, who's going to reset right on the pipe of the Mountie logo on the floor. No smoke coming out of it, though. Lane between the circles is going to come back this side. Rhett Gilbert, he thought about a three. Now he's going to go to the corner to Tyler Podwoski. Back to Gilbert, 10 on the shot clock. Ryder McLean from the right corner. This one is missed and rebounded by Rogers and Taylor Dye. Pushing ahead is Nate Jones. Jones going to pull up. He's going to come back down. He thought about pulling up for the 15-footer. Bombers going to a zone now. Lawton with the basketball. Rogers trying to set things up. Coach Farrell barking instructions from the sideline. As this one off the window is no good. Didn't even hit the rim. And it's picked up by Podwoski. Gilbert with the ball down to McLean. He's going to head downhill. Kicks it back out. Nobody was there, but Podwoski comes up with it. Goes to the spin move. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert thought about a three from the left wing. He's the only starter for the Bombers not to score yet. His corpse going to go to work on the low block as this is out of bounds. Last touched by the Mounties of Rogers. New man in for Rogers is Caleb Massey. He'll return to the game. He's going to replace Dylan Lawton. McLean will throw in with 18 on the shot clock. 6:32 to go. They'll get to Podwoski, top of the key. Gilbert, right wing three. This is an air ball as that's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Rogers. Rogers never possessed the ball. So the shot clock will stay at 12 as they'll go to Gilbert, right corner three. Got it. And a whistle and a timeout by David Farrell. 21-12, our score. We'll take a break. This is Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, 6:22 to go. Rogers has already used two timeouts so far. The Bombers coming out firing. They've hit four threes so far. 11 points so far by Jackson Corpus. Rhett Gilbert's finally in the scorebook. All five Bombers have scored so far. There's also only been five Bombers that have played. So same starting lineup out there for the Bombers. Has been out there for the whole game. As Jones going to pick up his dribble, 20 on the shot clock. Between the circles now, they're going to go to Dye. Dye gets Podwoski. Now, McLean got a hand in it. He stepped in front of the pass, but knocked it out of bounds. 6:02 to go in the first half. 21-12, our score. Second 6A West opponent the Bombers have played so far this year. Played Fort Smith Northside a week and a half ago. As Jones going to go against the smaller Gilbert, creating space. Good job by Gilbert to wall up and a whistle, and we're going the other way. Going to be a foul on number zero, Nate Jones. That's his second. So he's got two fouls. Chris Hill's got three fouls. As Coach Farrell's going to have a decision, he's going to leave him out there with two fouls. Extended pressure by Mountain Home as this pass almost floated into the stands. McLean picks it up, 28 on the shot clock. They're going to have to get it across, and they don't see the shot clock, and it's a 10-second violation. No, it's going to be a timeout for Mountain Home. Vulture was able to get it when they got to 25. I'm going to see. They're going to let Mountain Home keep the ball, but they're going to have to go back into the front court. So we're going to take a short little break. 30-second timeout coming up. Bombers lead 21-12 here on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is. Right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, they inbound it quickly. 25 on the shot clock. They reset it to 26 before the timeout as they're going to go to Corp, fakes the three. Ryder McLean, now he's going to pull up for the three from the left wing. Got it. The fifth three for the Bombers goes down, and they're doubling up Rogers right now. Ida McLean's got 5 points here in this one with 5:20 to go. As this jumper rattles around, we'll go. Blaine Tate skies for the rebound. Tate pushing now. He's going to give it to a trailing McLean. Going to go to the crossover. Drives back along the baseline. Skips it to this side to Gilbert. Rogers in a zone now. 20 on the shot clock. Back to Tate to the far side to McLean in front of the scores table. He's going to pull up, try to go back to back, and he does! Ryder McLean. Bombers lighting the Nets up so far as they lead 27-12. As it's stolen by McLean. He's on fire right now. Blaine Tate taps it ahead to himself as it's last touched by Rogers. It'll go out of bounds and stay with the Bombers. Coach David Farrell not pleased with the two guys he just took out. Over 31 years of coaching experience at the high school level. He coached for 5 years at University of the Ozarks. Shout out to Luke Proctor, who's hooping over there. Gilbert with the ball. Come back this side. Blaine Tate, he wants to join the three-party. This one's missed off the heel of the iron and rebounded by Rogers. That comes down to Massey. They're going to push ahead as they'll throw to the corner. Was not ready to shoot. That was Kyler Brown. Now Rogers is set up, 25 on the shot clock. We're about halfway through this second quarter of action. They'll come back this way to Jones. Actually, it's Hill. Hill driving the lane. A whistle and a foul. It's going to be Blaine Tate's second foul. As Vulture's going to go to the bench. Yep, Ethan Rosa is going to come into the game for Blaine Tate. That's his second foul. That hurts the Bombers. That's only the third foul called on the Bombers. So Blaine Tate presumably done for the rest of this quarter as that free throw is missed. Ethan Rosso will come into the game now, the first substitution for the Bombers. Ethan Rosa's done a fine job coming off the bench for the Bombers. He had 2 points the other night against Paragold, the other afternoon against Paragold. He's filled in minutes when necessary as both free throws are missed by Hill. Now they're extending pressure off of the missed free throw. Now Bombers have numbers here. They tried to bounce it. It's a kick ball. It's going to be 27 on the shot clock. As Corp was trying to make that back guy make a decision, he never really did. He just stood there and tried to bounce it to Rosa, but it's kick ball. McLean, the trigger man, will throw into Podwoski, now to Gilbert, who's going to run the show here. Between the circles, bouncing to his right. They'll go to McLean. Rogers in a 2-3 zone. Ryder's going to pull up for three. He's got it. Another three for Ryder McLean. His third three of the quarter. And the Bombers cruising right now, 30-12 against the Mounties of Rogers. Bombers in a, believe it's a zone, with 20 on the shot clock. This is going to be Lawton setting the offense against Rosa. Rosa meeting him 5 feet past the three-point line. They try to run an elevator screen. Now it gets, they works. They go to the cross screen to Jones, or the cross-court pass to Lawton. Three-pointer's good, and that stops the run. For Rogers, this pass is stolen. And it's a dunk on the other end. And a quick timeout by Coach Josh Fulcher wanting to stop this little bit of a run. It is 30-17 with 2:58 left in the second quarter. We're going to take a short little break. This is Bomber Basketball and Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. Glad you're here with us. Bombers giving up a quick 5-0 run here as the three on the way is good. Rhett Gilbert with the three-pointer, and they missed a push-off here by Kraut. He pushed, basically cleared Rosa out of the way as they go to Kraut on the low block. And they respond immediately. So 33-19 now. Caleb Massey with the bucket, as it was a pass from Dylan Lawton. 2:28 to go in the first half. Bombers up 14. Hasn't been inside double digits in this quarter. They go to Gilbert, top of the key, three again. He's got it. He's feeling it. The Bombers are feeling it. That is their eighth three of the ball game. Their ninth three of the ball game. Three different Bombers have three threes tonight. So they'll go to Jones on the far side from the right wing. He's got it. So now it's just dueling threes. And a whistle and a timeout by Rogers. So Rogers is down to two timeouts remaining. We're going to take a short little break. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on the Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers.
Back here in Rogers, ladies and gentlemen, if you made it into attendance tonight or you plan to be here for the second half, bring a raincoat. It's been nothing but threes on both sides. The Bombers have hit nine threes. Three different players have hit three threes. As Podwoski with the basketball across the timeline, 2 minutes to go. Jackson Corp wants his 4-3. This one's missed. McLean tapped it out of bounds, and it's going to go to Rogers. Got text from our baseball coach Greg Crow. He hopes that Jackson Corp and Ryder McLean are this hot when they join the baseball team here in spring. That's going to be a big piece to the middle of their lineup. And you're going to see how the baseball Bombers look. That's still a couple months away. But Corp and McLean will be big parts of that team as well. As driving along the baseline is Brown. He's going to come back outside to Lawton. Minute and a half to go. 90 seconds left in this first half. 10 on the shot clock. They'll come back this way to Lawton. They're going to bounce inside. They're going to go against Corp, as that is Caleb Massey. The kick to the corner, three-pointer. This one is missed. And rebounded. It was in the hands of Jackson Corp, but Blaine Tate stole it from him. Tate's going to drive. Kicks to the corner. Ryder McLean, spot up three. This one is missed. Comes up. Tate comes up with it. It's with four Rogers Mounties around him as Gilbert tried to bounce it to McLean. It's turned over as Jones was all he was on him like a cheap suit. This one's off the backboard and missed and rebounded by Podwoski. Blaine Tate back into the game now. Blaine Tate's going to drive along the baseline. A lot of contact. Whistle counted in one. An acrobatic shot by Blaine Tate makes it 38-22 here in Rogers. His first bucket of the second quarter. So Gus Kraut's going to be given the foul, his first foul. 50.7 seconds left here in the first half of action. It's been all Bombers here so far. Tate takes a couple dribbles at the free throw line. He completes the three-point play, 39-22, as Ethan Rosa is going to come in and get Blaine Tate. He's got two fouls. He doesn't want to pick up a cheap one here as he will head to the bench. Blaine Tate with 5 points so far. 39-22. Bombers on the high side. They'll go to the far side. Rogers may try to go 2-for-1 here. As Jones thought about a three, well, that opportunity is now out the window. Jones going to drive along the baseline. He slipped. And a whistle. They're going to get Podwoski, I think.
Number 14, Tyler Podwoski.
It'll be Podwoski's first foul. Nate Jones at the free throw line. He's been their go-to guy so far. He's got 11 points. And this one rattles around and falls in. Excuse me, he's got 13 points. Make it 14 as Gus Crowd will come back in. Crouch ready with the second free throw. This one's good. And a substitution for Rogers now. Kyler Brown will come into the game. A diamond press being thrown at the Bombers right now. As they'll bounce it to Gilbert. Look at the ball movement by the Bombers to get it across half court. That was smooth. Gilbert's going to set it up between the circles. Shot clock turned off now. Rosa back to Gilbert between the circles. They think they have a matchup they like. As Rogers still in a zone. They're zoned off of Podwoski. They were daring him to shoot earlier. Rosa with the ball down to 10. Korp with the ball in the corner. Skips it back. Rhett Gilbert for three from the corner. Got a 10. First half threes for the Bombers. And it's 42-24 as we head into halftime. You got to worry if we're about to trigger the sprinkler system in here. The Bombers have hit 10 threes in the first half. Three different guys have hit three threes. As we're going to take a break here, and hopefully the Bombers don't cool off in the locker room. We're going to take a short little break. Bombers lead by 18 here at the first half intermission. Bombers lead 42-24. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Classic Hits 101.7.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Hey friends, this is Dr. Edwin Roeder, an orthopedic surgeon with Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Whether you have hip, knee, or shoulder problems, or need joint replacements, I'm here to help. I see patients in Mountain Home, West Plains, and Melbourne, ensuring you get the highest quality care close to home. Because when it feels like home, it heals like home.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Roeder, call 870-424-4710. That's 870-424-4710. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, I thought I'd have to give Mountain Home Fire